Bipartisan outrage is growing in Washington after reports that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth allegedly ordered a deadly second strike on survivors of a Caribbean boat. According to the Washington Post, a U.S. missile hit a suspected drug smuggling vessel in September. Two crew members survived the initial attack, but a follow-up strike reportedly killed them, allegedly under Hegseth's command. Senators Roger Wicker and Jack Reed, along with House Armed Services Chairs Mike Rogers and Adam Smith, are demanding full details. They want all documents, intelligence, and legal justifications behind the operation. Critics warn that targeting defenseless survivors could violate international law and be considered a war crime. Hegseth has defended the strikes as lawful, calling them kinetic actions against traffickers linked to terrorist groups, and accused the media of distorting the story. Still, lawmakers from both parties say briefings from the Pentagon have been incomplete, and some Republicans have joined Democrats in calling for a full investigation. This controversy raises urgent questions about the use of lethal force and legal oversight in U.S. military operations. Congress is now pushing for answers as the Pentagon faces growing scrutiny.